You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Trump administration and the United States President Donald Trump has announced a peace deal between the US and Iran, bringing over 100 days of conflict to a potential close. The deal focuses, however, on the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz, begging a question of whether this peace comes as a strategic loss for the US. Additionally, the conflict has further eroded the standing of and trust in the United States globally, furthering their precarious position. I spoke with Associate Professor in Global Studies at the University of Auckland, Chris Ogden, about the peace deal and what might come next. This peace deal between US and Iran, what sort of framework for peace are we seeing here?
So we don't know all the details at the moment. It certainly seems to be covering many of the aspects that we've heard mentioned over the last few months, relating to who controls the Strait of Hormuz, nuclear controls for Iran, what happens to some frozen assets that the US holds, and also some consideration of Israel's actions towards Lebanon.
And so other than a potential end to this military conflict, what is this peace deal actually fixing?
Yeah, this is a fantastic question. So realistically, it's always been unclear what the US has wanted to achieve from this conflict. And certainly the way that the peace deal looks is that they haven't achieved any of those things. And in many ways, they've probably actually made Iran's position stronger. So at times the US president has talked about removing Iran's missile capability. That's not part of the peace deal. They have tried to have a more amenable leader in place. That's also not happened. They've also said that they would pull out Iran's nuclear enriched uranium. That also is yet to happen, but that might happen at a future stage. And certainly there hasn't been any movement in terms of disarming Hezbollah. So overall, it seems to be more of a strategic defeat for the US than anything else.
And looking at this particularly in the context of the Trump administration, what does the state of this peace deal as maybe a strategic defeat say about the Trump administration's approach to global politics, to the way that they engage with the rest of the world?
So I think what the conflict has shown overall is, first of all, that the US under Trump has a disregard for its allies. So we shouldn't forget that allies in the region and more broadly, first of all, weren't warned about the conflict. Then they were castigated and attacked for not joining the conflict. And it's also shown, particularly for allies in the Middle East, that they can't be fully and adequately protected by the US. So we can think about all the countries that have been attacked by Iran, for example. But even more broadly, that the US militarily maybe isn't the modern fighting force that it ought to be. So we can think about it's got all these aircraft carriers, but it couldn't put them too close to Iran for fear of being attacked. It's depleted half of its own missile resources from across the world, including pulling them out of other regions, and still they haven't been able to win. So I think psychologically for the US, in terms of building distrust of its allies, again, certainly not a victory.
When we look at kind of the way that the rest of the world is going to react to this peace deal, when we look at especially on the pressure with the Strait of Hormuz on oil prices globally, can we expect kind of the rest of the world to get some benefit from this peace deal?
So this is the big question. I mean, first of all, if there is a peace deal, it's not going to solve the impending economic crisis which is coming, in that the vast majority of countries in the world are running out of oil and gas. And that won't be made better for at least 3 to 4 months. And certainly in terms of oil production and the damage that's been done to Iran's production, maybe not for a year or more. So there are direct consequences in that regard. Certainly most countries will welcome greater stability. One thing we haven't discussed is it seems from differing reports that Iran will be able to charge transit fees. And if that is the case, then that means that all fuel coming out of the Middle East will be more expensive. So that will have long-term consequences.
When we look at the relationships between the United States of America and some of its allies, like Trump has made an announcement about the peace deal today in France. When we look at big countries like in the European Union, where there's the trust of the US has sort of eroded, how do you expect this particular conflict and other engagements of the Trump administration. How do you expect this to kind of have ramifications for the state of the world when we look at the influence of blocs such as the European Union or those that would traditionally be American allies?
So I think the deep realization from all countries is that the US cannot be relied upon. It's fermenting chaos in many ways, fermenting instability. This conflict was initiated by the US, and then they've lost that conflict. And in particular, in the European context, European leaders have certainly not liked being attacked by Trump, being manipulated by Trump. So I think their focus will be upon a slow decoupling from the US where possible. But in the current context, this is quite difficult for them. So the US has been selling lots of oil and gas to Europe, for example, and there's still the ongoing spectre of tariffs. But in general, Trump can't be relied upon. European and other leaders know that, and they'll be working in any way which they can to make sure that they're not beholden to the whims of the US president.
And kind of on the flip side, when we look at Iran, like you said, Iran's position maybe gets a little bit stronger coming out of this conflict. When we look at particularly the inclusion of maybe sanction relief in a peace deal, how do you expect Iran's diplomacy to kind of evolve out of this conflict? Does it seem like it might be a more open field for Iran to exercise diplomacy with other nations?
So I think this is the big unknown. Certainly, you could say that Iran's position in the region has been damaged diplomatically in terms of, say, relations with the Gulf states. But also, they will be able to frame that in terms of these are the actions of the US and kind of look what happens if you're very close to the US. At the same time, though, they have been able to assert themselves against the US and assert themselves against Israel, and potentially involving protecting Lebanon and, to a degree, Palestine. So in that way, I think kind of a balanced outcome. More broadly, their assertion that they've been able to stand up to American pressure, control the states, the straits rather, and control the oil coming out of it, probably puts them in a stronger position with other countries, particularly across Asia. So all the ones who really need that oil and gas will now need to have much closer relations with Tehran.
My final question here, and maybe most importantly, can we expect this peace deal to halt?
I think it's really unlikely, in my opinion. So we should think about, there have been previous stages in this conflict where the US president has said that there'll be a ceasefire between themselves and Iran. That hasn't really held. The biggest factor here is that Israel has broken that ceasefire repeatedly, particularly towards Lebanon, and now controls maybe a fifth of Lebanese territory. I think there's a huge degree of mistrust between both sides. And we shouldn't also forget two other factors. One is Trump has said it on at least 40 occasions that they're very close to a peace deal, and it hasn't emerged. And then the other side of this is often the timing of these announcements. So they often happen on a Friday, and then often don't materialize by the Monday. And there is some speculation that this is to do with stock market manipulation. So this is a way of kind of boosting the oil price, dropping the oil price in different ways. And certainly that seems to have been a factor within these dynamics. So overall, as much as it's very pessimistic, I feel it's unlikely that it will hold or that it will even be signed. You know, I think there are two realities here. There's the Trump reality. It's all sorted, it's all finished, I want it to go away. And there's the other perspective, the Iranian perspective, which is we're going to get what we want, we're going to get more, we're the ones who are winning. And I think that's what we're going to see in the coming days, if there really is a peace deal about who's won, who hasn't won, and it'll be a contest of narratives.
That was Associate Professor in Global Studies at the University of Auckland, Chris Ogden, on potential peace between the US and Iran.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.